There is always unfoldment. No matter how far we may feel from security and love, we are headed in that direction. It's an inevitable process. All our mistakes help to bring us back to the right direction, like feedback. Meditation is an experience of our own greater identity, an experience of the divinity, which is the only reality of all things, the generator of all things. This divine consciousness is serene, totally at peace. It experiences the allness of divine reality. It is that reality. The awareness of it, the living conscious substance of it. In this reality, we are like a diamond mountain. Shining clear and cannot be scratched or marred. This is our own being. We can return center and experience this. This experience is our true base rock. Of identity in which we identify with all being. We are identical with beingness. And this is an experience we can have, and at some point in dreamless sleep, we return to it. And Adam might be constantly feeling it. When we feel this place and are aware of it, when we become aware again that we always inherently are here in this holy place, when we do, the entire outside world, by comparison, is like a grain of sand. Yet we are connected to it. We generate it. There is nothing excluded from the terrific oneness, the unity, the all-embracing love, the one life which each of us is. Love is in one aspect a consciousness of this overwhelming identical nature of it all. Holding you in a perfectly peaceful embrace, everything in the universe is alive and it would cooperate freely . We don't quite jibe, because we forget who we are. We forget we are one. that breeds loneliness, that breeds fear, that breeds craving and desire for something we imagine to be outside of ourselves that would complete and satisfy. Every disappointment when we might attain this or that only leads us on to the attainment which is beyond any specificity. The re-experience, the re-attachment to ourself. So in a sense, this is the simplest of things. Ever increasing complexities, like a design, a piece of music, flow out from utter simplicity you and I and our relationship. Are blessed because we flow out from this oneness. What a wonderful opportunity, open door. The door is always open to travel back and forth from oneness to oneness, from myself to myself. In the last several days, I've had the most wonderful conversations with one person after another. Conversations that turned to the spiritual work, to the knowledge of God. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of God, as the oceans are full of water. So the silences between these words here are those spaces which we all can enter where we experience this generative life. In one sense, it's so easy. Of course, it's easy when we are dedicating ourselves to it. Or you might say when we finally can't stop and we are dedicated to it, like a sacrifice on an altar. It's an abeyance of a lot of stuff we don't need. The mechanisms that we develop to try to enhance our sense as an individual self. Am I better than the next person? Am I worse than the next person? These are considerations of our sense of being a separated little splinter. The cells in the divine body intercommunicate. They are the expressions of the Eternal One. Think of my body as this universe. The cells slough off and are replaced in a number of days, yet my life, my consciousness, my continuity of existence is unabated, unrattled. This coming and going of lives within me are all part of my story and exist only within me. There's no place for them to be lost. The awareness within each cell of me is my awareness. It's experience part of my experience. everything sacrifices itself to this allness of my body, love's body, divine substance of all form. And each cell in going along with the flow and laying itself down is eternal life. The metaphor of a cancer cell is one that is trying to puff itself up. Establish its own beachhead, its own colonies, and plant the flag. Think that it's doing its own thing. And those experiences are temporary. Life is the harmony. We pick up weapons, we go to war, country against country, family member against family member. These are learning experiences, like a couple of tiger cubs play wrestling. And what we learn is the non-resistance, the non-defensiveness, to put it so mildly, the welcoming love of this world. The reality of this world. It's a matter of waking up. And this is not to criticize the dream. What we seek is an all-embracing awareness in which the dream of life is the willing and knowing expression of the formless core and generator of us all. there's something very simple about it. You might say it's a simplicity like the simplicity of being awake. Which you might intellectually know about when you were having a dream. There were dreams I had decades ago where I'd say, this is a dream. The reality is being awake. What is being awake? One time, what appeared was this white light. And there was something a little disconcerting about that in the dream. Is that all there is? But in the reality, the white light and the emanation of a universe of infinite form and variety are one. It's a rhythmic activity of activity and rest. As much as being is in the present, and we might say it's unchanging, it's eternal, it's at the same time ever present, ever fresh, ever aware without a speck of convention. And so, until next year, this being New Year's Eve, peace, love, and joy. This is Really Being With You with Moshe Ross every Saturday, 9:30 to 10. This is KSKQ 89.5 FM, Ashland, Oregon. I swear I'm gonna kick you!